And now for something completely different.
Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Here I come to save the day.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to SEP. Here's the only absolutely sure thing about any discussion of guns in this country. At some point, discussion of guns simply becomes too exhausting to continue. It's a lot like divorce. If you're the one divorcing, then you know how the argument or arguments get to the point where it's an exercise in futility to continue. Every time you say up, they say down. Every time they say white, you say black. Every time either one of you says anything, the other one of you says the other thing. And it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until you simply just don't fucking care anymore. And if you're the one growing up in the midst of a divorce, you simply, and much more quickly, get to the point where you simply want mommy and daddy to shut the fuck up and stop fighting. The key difference, of course, is that when the dust settles on the bickering, there are no school kids lying dead on cold tile floors in hallways and classrooms. No blood slowly trickling under desks and lockers. No sounds of screams and sirens and weeping and moaning in a space where the only sounds obvious should be the ringing of bells signaling the end of a class, or a chorus of voices talking about homework or after-school events, or what's for lunch, or teenage love affairs in a mixture of sound that almost reminds one of a symphony warming up before a concert. No particular melody obvious to the naked ear, a cacophony that seemingly makes no sense at all, yet is interesting, even comforting. In recent weeks, both in print, here on this podcast, and on air, as I've guest-hosted on talk radio, I've quoted a number of times and in a number of contexts a line of dialogue cleverly delivered by the late John Mahoney, who played Martin Crane, down-to-earth dad of Niles and Frasier Crane in the popular sitcom Frasier. At some point or another, in one of Frasier's trademark erudite verbose rants about this social injustice or that etiquette faux pas, Marty Crane, with the wisdom of the ages, lovingly offers to his son, "Life isn't complicated, Frasier. You just make it that way." For all of the emotional, psychological, physiological, rhetorical, political, sociological, philosophical, even spiritual shades of gray that find their way into the swirl of Second Amendment soup, Marty Crane's observation seems both trenchant and on target, so to speak. The issue of guns in this country isn't complicated. Americans just make it that way. Because the issue of guns in this country is the mother of all things guaranteed to send mommy and daddy into full-blown bitch and bicker. Fuck me, no fuck you, Katie bar the door, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until exhaustion arrives, almost like a rescuer, ending the circular madness of the confrontation. But ending only the madness of the confrontation, not the madness itself. The first dictionary I consulted offered up three definitions of the word madness. A state of frenzied or chaotic activity. Extremely foolish behavior. The state of being mentally ill, especially severely. And as regards the madness America sloppily, even embarrassingly, tries to disguise as debate about the right to bear arms, check, check, and check on those three definitions. Frenzied or chaotic activity? Log on to any social media site. Turn on any news station. Tune in, call in, join in the galactic-sized gathering of Rhodes Scholars, legal and constitutional experts, and love-it-or-leave-it patriotic defenders of the red, white, and blue that make up talk radio these days. We got your frenzied and chaotic activity. Extremely foolish behavior? Again, log on, turn on, tune in.
I can have any goddamn gun I want, as many goddamn guns as I want, any and every goddamn time I want, because the goddamn Second Amendment says so.
Alrighty then, let's go to our next caller. And then there's that little matter of the state of being mentally ill, especially severely. 17 dead kids lying on the cold tile floors of hallways and classrooms in Parkland, Florida. Shot to death by a teenager who got the key to daddy's obviously useless gun safe and pulled out the trusty AR-15 to take out his misery and frustration on 17 dead kids lying on the cold tile. Well, you get the idea. Stop me if you've heard this one before. It's not a gun issue. It's a mental health issue. Crazy. Don't go crazy. You know what? Goddamn right it's a mental health issue. How crazy do you have to be to think that your right to have access to or own whatever weapon you want, as many as you want, whenever you want, is more important ever for a single second than the right of a kid to go to school and not end up lying dead on the cold tile floor of a hallway or classroom? Goddamn right it's a mental health issue. How crazy do you have to be to not only say but actually believe mindlessly moronic things like, well, some guy in China knifed 33 people to death, so let's ban knives too. In fact, I could stab you with a salad fork, so let's ban salad forks too. Love of God, man, do you actually hear yourselves when you say staggeringly stupid shit like that? And if one more person even begins the sentence that starts with drunk drivers and ends with let's ban cars, I swear to God, I'm coming after you and your family with a salad fork. Help me to help you. What is it you don't get about how one has nothing to do with the other? That saying staggeringly stupid shit like, well, if they didn't have a gun, they'd just use a knife, is exactly the same thing as saying, well, if he didn't beat his wife with a baseball bat, he'd just beat his wife with his fists. Instead of saying, for the ever-loving love of Jesus Christ, we have got to do whatever it takes to keep this guy from beating his wife. How crazy do you have to be not to see that? Goddamn right it's a mental health issue. How crazy do you have to be saying anything, anything, other than what can I do? How can I help? What's reasonable and practical and simply doable to, at the very least, lessen the chances that even one more kid will end up dead on the cold tile floor of a hallway or classroom, blood slowly trickling under desks and lockers, the sounds of screams and sirens and weeping and moaning in a space where the only sounds obvious should be the ringing of bells signaling the end of class or a chorus of voices talking about homework or after school events or what's for lunch? Or teenage love affairs. All kinds of mental illness in this life, you know. Here's a list compiled by mental health professionals. Number 1, major depressive disorder, including seasonal affective disorders. Number 2, generalized anxiety, panic disorder. Number 3, obsessive compulsive disorder. Number 4, bipolar disorder. Number 5, schizophrenia. Number 6, dissociation and multiple personality disorder. Number 7, other personality disorders such as borderline personality. Number 8, ADD, ADHD. Number 9, insomnia. Number 10, addiction. Number 11, eating disorders including anorexia, bulimia. Number 12, post-traumatic stress disorder. Number 13, dementia. Number 14, autism. Let's take a look at those through the red, white, and blue colored glasses of those laser-focused, loyal to the Second Amendment patriots. Major depressive disorder. What? I can't have as many of whatever, whenever I want? Bummer, man. And, oh yeah, no fucking way, Snowflake. Generalized anxiety. I gotta have guns. I gotta have more guns. I gotta have all guns. They're gonna take my guns. They're gonna keep me from having guns. More guns. All guns. This is so nerve-wracking. And oh yeah, no fucking way, Snowflake. Obsessive-compulsive disorder. Gotta have more. Gotta have all. Bipolar disorder. Guns make me feel 10 feet tall, 12 inches long, and 8 miles high. The thought of no guns makes me feel like life isn't worth living. Schizophrenia. I keep hearing voices telling me they're coming to take my gun. Oh, wait. I was watching Will and Grace, who put on Fox News. Multiple personality disorders. Having all these guns makes me feel like Jesse James and Lucas McCain and Patton and Leroy Jethro Gibbs and ADD ADHD. So you're saying that we can still own guns and at the same time make it less likely that kids will be shot to death? Wait, is that Hannity? Make it less likely that kids will be... Wait, is that an ATF truck pulling up outside? Insomnia. They're going to take my guns. I can't sleep. They're going to take my guns. I can't sleep. PTSD. I still get all clammy and shaky when I think about how my dad gave me that BB gun, but he made me give up the AR-15. Dementia. I'm crazy about guns. Guns are my friend. Guns will protect me and my family. Yeah, that, yeah, sure, that. but it's just good to have them. They make me feel manly and safe. Wait, what is that? Is that firecrackers? Wait, is there a fire? Where are those sirens going? Where's that weeping sound coming from? Why are things so quiet all of a sudden? Yeah, it's not a gun issue. It's a mental health issue. Goddamn right it is. Scott Edward Phelps. Till next time, be safe.